You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
A very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner, the final Coach's Corner of 2023. Daniel Versteg with you. Our Coach's Corner program every Saturday morning is brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. This is a different kind of Coach's Corner program that we do during the winter. Of course, a lot of the time we focus heavily on basketball. I know that's the thing that that kind of moves the needle a lot of the time. But today we are going all wrestling. Should be a really fun Coach's Corner program discussing the grapplers of Plymouth County on both the boys and the girls side. Coming up first, we are going to have the head coach of the Lamar's Community Boys Wrestling Team, Coach Shane Hesenius. Man, the Bulldogs have been really dealt a tough hand this season. Just a lot of injuries. And unfortunately, those injuries have come at some very key spots. Of course, Aiden Hogue is one of them. Alex Allen, another. Both of them were state tournament wrestlers last year. Aiden finished in the top three last year at his weight class. So tough losses for the Bulldogs this season, but they're still in the wrestling room, still having an impact. We'll talk with Shane Hesenius all about the Bulldogs season so far. They're 4-8 in duels so far this year. Then joining us after that is the head coach of the Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling Program. That's Coach Greer Millage. Going to talk about the two-time Missouri River Conference champions. How about that? They won the MRAC tournament on Thursday night down in Council Bluffs. That was an outstanding win for the Bulldogs. They had seven individual champions. My goodness, what a showing. And once again, the only MRAC champion girls wrestling has ever known is your Lamar's Community wrestling team on the girls' side. So we'll talk with Greer Millage all about the season to this point, how the girls have been wrestling so far. We'll talk all about that. And then we have a new program to highlight as far as wrestling is concerned. That's up in Hinton, the Hinton Girls Wrestling Program. Brand new to the scene this year, brand new as of probably 2.5 months ago. It's kind of an awesome story as to how things got started. We're going to be chatting with head coach Joel Bertrand about the new program and how the girls have been doing and in kind of adapting to some of the challenges that come with starting a new program in a new sport kind of late to the party as well. So lots to chat about with Joel Bertrand there, the head coach of Hinton Girls Wrestling. That's all coming up here on this Coach's Corner program. Did want to also make you aware our KLEM sports broadcast schedule for 2024, at least the first week and a half or so, should be up on our website at this moment now. We have a couple of games there right away in the first week of January, and then a game to open up the following week as well. We're purposefully leaving some of the future dates off, just to kind of figure out where we want to go, what our coverage looks like, and things like that. So that is what's coming up on KLEM Radio. Lots of basketball, hopefully lots of wrestling coverage, and we got to get to a bowling alley here as well. So it'll be a fun 2024. We're looking forward to it with all of you. But you are not here to listen to me. I know that full well. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get these coaches on the line into the hot seat. Shane Hesenius, Lamar's Community Boys Wrestling Coach, joins us when we come back on the KLEM Coaches Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best. Because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Our Coach's Corner program every Saturday brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. Joining us on the Coach's Corner, he is the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Wrestling. It's Coach Shane Hesenius. The Bulldogs off to a 4-8 start in dual action and a couple of tournaments here in the 2023 portion of the season. Coach, you know, you guys have been kind of dealt a bad hand. I think that's pretty publicly known with injuries and things like that. But in response to that, how have the guys been doing, in your opinion, as you've, you know, gone through this portion of the schedule?
You know, so we've needed to ask a lot of younger guys who maybe weren't quite ready for that, like, varsity time and action to, like, step up and not only step up and compete in duels and in tournaments, but also step up in the room and be leaders. And, you know, the kids that we're working with right now have responded. And while, you know, their records might not be outstanding, you know, they're outstanding people and, you know, outstanding leaders. Such a great group to have, honestly. You know, these seniors and juniors have really stepped in and taken control. You know, I call them elite people because we do things in wrestling that other people think is crazy. And for them to be willing to do those things and push their bodies to that limit, and maybe not see the reward on the record side of things is pretty amazing.
Well, because I know you guys, you know, even when you are healthy, you guys ask wrestlers, hey, you got to wrestle up today or whatever the case may be. So I guess having done that in years past probably prepared them. I know this is a bigger kind of ask of them, but kind of prepared them to kind of handle that, you know, change and adversity better.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's what our team's always been about. You know, it's just maybe we're asking them to take two steps up, you know, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's, you know, talk about the guys first, not on the mat for you. The nice thing is, while you don't have Alex, while you don't have Aiden wrestling physically for you, how much have they been, you know, as you talked about, a leader or an elite person there still in the room while not able to compete?
I think that's pretty cool. I think that says a lot about our wrestling family and our wrestling culture. Those guys are walking around, you know, teaching people. They're still part of our team. They're still leading. Their role in the room has just changed a little bit. And, you know, for the most part, they've embraced that. Obviously, it's really difficult on them and the coach and their parents to not be out there actually competing. But they're handling it as well as they could.
The nice thing is there's a potential for at least Alex to come back later on this year, but it sounds like Aiden's probably done for the year. It seems anyway.
Well, yes. He is done for the rest of the year.
But you know, Coach, it was really cool too. To you know, you had senior night here about a week or so ago. To get him out there to still have a one match this season. I know he was really kind of hoping to chase your brother's record down for wins, but at least to get him one match on the year is still pretty cool.
Yeah. So you know, again, in that situation, he was cleared and everything, but it's a little bit of a risk for him to go wrestle that match, and you know, he wants to be part of that senior night, and he wants to be, you know, he wants his parent to sit in the chair, you know, and unfortunately, we tried to make that happen for Alex as well, and it just didn't work out, but and his parents, you know, tried, and we tried, and Alex tried, and it just, the only way he was going to get a win was with a forfeit. But, you know, it's tough, but it was pretty cool that Aiden was able to do that.
Yeah, and still get a win. He looked all right, even despite the injury. Shane Asinius with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Wrestling. So let's go now to the guys on the mat. Thankfully, I mean, we talk about those two guys. They are obviously and have been a key contributor for you the last few years, but you still got Keegan Kaiser, you got Camden Firehelm. Talk about those two guys. They've combined for a really strong record this year, and they're the guys it seems like you're relying on this year.
Yeah, they're battling and they're keeping the team going. You know, they're working hard and they have their individual goals, but they're also contributing to the team. And you know, elite people like that, you just don't come by every day. And so it's pretty awesome what they're doing in the room. They're able to push the younger kids, you know. They're able to teach the younger wrestlers and at the same time work toward their goals. So excited about, you know, their individual goals and really even our team goals of, you know, we're getting better every time out. We're competing every time out. We're reaching those goals too.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, but probably if you wrestle Heelan, say, when you wrestled East in AL, you maybe don't squeak that one out by 5 points. You probably lose it by about 10 or so. I mean, that alone probably shows just the growth this team has made already.
Yeah, that's probably true, yeah. And there's so many ups and downs in the sport of wrestling, and I feel like Heelan might have been missing a couple guys that night. And, sure. And you know, unfortunately, that's how it goes, you know, throughout the course of a season. So it is also a lot about keeping your guys healthy and teaching them to take care of themselves, you know, physically, get a good night's rest. And, you know, it seems like dumb things, but like washing your hands all the time and not getting sick. So,
right.
I mean, we're showing improvement. And not everybody can see it like the coaches do on the mat. But, you know, our techniques are getting better. We're getting better from the bottom position. We're getting more takedowns. So the wrestling part is getting better.
I was going to say, now that you don't have guys like Alex or Aiden on the mat, how has that changed the mentality? I know Camden's a pinner, and Keegan can, you know, pin guys pretty easily, but the other guys, I'm sure it's had to be a kind of, we need you to score points because that's the way we're going to, you know, win these matches.
Yeah, I think Camden's kind of sick of probably of the coaches looking at him on the mat going, Cam, we need a fall for you from here. Can't I just win one match by points? You know, but yeah, and it sure is, you know, even the other guys, you know, some guys that have really stepped up are, you know, kids like Asher Moss, you know, Caleb Brewer, and even, you know, Michael Murrah, and Michael's always been in there, you know, but gosh, he's really stepped up, you know, he's doing all the things to get better, and you know, all three of those guys are like really stepping things up. So if I had to like highlight, you know, three guys and just say, yeah, you know, these guys are going way above and beyond, and I think all the guys are meeting our expectations, but if I had to pick three guys who are going, it's those guys.
Yeah, and I know I saw you guys earlier in the year, and Michael Murrah was really impressive that night against East and AL. I guess specifically him, what are the things he's been doing well as he's one of your, you know, double-digit win guys on the year?
Yeah, you know, wrestling-wise, he's always been like a funky wrestler, and he's really flexible, so he can get people in awkward positions, and then most of the time he wins those positions. But he's also getting more solid, and so wrestling-wise, that's what he's doing. He's understanding when he needs to use that funkiness that he has, and when he needs to like be solid on the mat. And so that's really helping him out, you know, wrestling-wise. As far as like leadership and you know, getting the best out of himself, he's just being a good person. You know, he's communicating. He's looking for ways to get better. He's watching films. He's even like talking to us about, you know, hey, if we could do this on our films, that would really help me out, you know. So just that communication and being a fine young man, you know. And I would say that of a lot of guys too. But again, like those three guys really stand out.
Shane Hesenius with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Wrestling. You mentioned earlier the desire to get better from the down position, and that's always something that you never want to be put in those scenarios, but when you do, it's vital. You can either get out and score one, or you can turn them over and score two. How have the guys been doing building up that strength to be strong and versatile while in the down position?
Sure, that's a big part of it. That strength. However, a lot of it is just positioning. Mm-hmm. Keeping your hips under your shoulders, not giving into that forward pressure. Just being able to move and knee slide from the bottom and knowing where you're attacking is huge. Bottom should really be like an automatic point. That's kind of how we view it. We want to be able to choose bottom and get away. It's easiest, I believe, to score points from bottom. It's easier to get away than it is to get a takedown. And so, really, we want that to become kind of an automatic point for our guys.
Because, yeah, I mean, I look at myself because I'm a wrestling newbie, I guess. But, I would assume a lot of it is strength. But you're saying it's a lot more positioning when you're down low.
It's a lot of positioning. It's also a lot of attitude. I'm not going to let this person hold me down. No matter what, I'm going to get out of here. I tell, and to be fair, I got to pick on my own kid, but he's probably right now the worst on bottom on our team potentially. But I tell him you got to want to get out, as if your hair was on fire, your attitude has to be. There's no way this dude is going to hold me down. So it's attitude and it's positioning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's definitely something to keep improving on. You guys have been wrestling in some obviously tough duels. You went to Akron here a couple weeks ago. You went down to Council Bluffs, which is always a tough tournament. Spencer's got a good tournament. You had that last weekend. Tell me about that Spencer tournament. What kind of things went right for you guys? I know you were able to get a pretty strong finish there with Camden again, but that tournament up there has always got some good wrestlers.
Sure, yeah. Spencer's obviously still really solid, and that Jackson County team that comes,
right.
they're like really good almost everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good tournament for our guys. We get good competition in that tournament. And this year we didn't get home at 11 o'clock p.m. so that was kind of nice. We got out a little bit early. But wrestling wise on the mat, it was a continuation of what we've been improving all year. We've been improving our bottom position. I think we're overall like pretty good on our feet. I would say better than average. We probably need to improve a little bit more on top as well. We put a couple things in, starting to do some maybe like leg riding. And you probably have seen that out of yep. Michael Murrow. He's kind of the only one that's been doing it for quite a while.
Yep.
It's kind of something we're spending a little time with on our team. And so it was a good tournament, and above all right now, especially above all, we're evaluating our effort every time out. And I can only think of a couple matches where it was I'm not sure our wrestler did their best in that match. And that's pretty good when you're looking at, 100 matches or whatever it ends up being. So.
Yeah, and that's, wins or losses aside, Coach. I mean, you always want to see the effort there, even if you are overmatched by an opponent. And the nice thing is the vast majority of the time, it sounds like your guys are always confident and putting 100% effort out there.
Yeah, they are. And when, that's when wrestling teaches you a lot about life. We've been punched quite a few times this year, and we're taking some losses, but for our kids to continue to believe and continue to work and continue to be elite people is pretty special. And there's a lot of things that go into that, those guys who were injured being in the room and helping and not just leaving us. Mm. The communication that has to happen to get the best out of yourself. I talk about Michael Murrow doing that and Asher and Caleb. There's a lot of things that they're continuing to do, even though the win-loss doesn't look all that great. Their back's against the wall, and they're still competing. They're still believing. So that's pretty awesome out of those guys.
When you come back from Christmas, Coach, you've got a home triangular. Should be a good one there with SBL and North. You head to that Linmar tournament you've been to before. As you get ready for those next competition dates, what are the things? I know you'll probably have a nice week or so off, but once you return to the wrestling room with practices and things like that, what are the things you still want to see out of the guys as they head into, I guess, the back half of the season?
Sure. So, yep, we'll get that break, and I think that break is needed. Mm-hmm. It's tough in these winter sports, you know, basketball as well, to never see the sun, you know, except for on Sundays. So it's tough. So a break is needed in there. When we get back, it's going to be a lot about, you know, getting our wind shape back. Probably because it's the holidays, it's going to be a little bit about getting our weights in check where they, you know, where they need to be. Yep. For the most part, we don't have anybody losing a lot of weight. So, that should be okay. Wrestling-wise, again, we need to improve on top. We're going to continue to improve on bottom. And then, you know, just keep clean with our feet stuff. So, you know, our head, hands, defense, just keep that clean. And continue to drill and work on our shots and you know, we can score points from our feet.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. We're looking forward to you guys returning to the mat here in a couple weeks. Wish you guys the best of luck with the season, and we'll be in touch soon.
Right on. Thank you.
Absolutely. Shane Hesenius with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Wrestling. Back with more of the Coach's Corner after this here on KLEM.
Get your gear for next week's games at Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's. Hi, this is Lori. We have a great selection of Bulldog and Jay's gear that will fit everyone, baby through adult 3X sizes. We have things like onesies, short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, shorts, stocking caps, baseball caps. Stop in and check out our new styles and grab a stadium chair and a water bottle branded with your favorite team. Watch the games in comfort and style. Get Branded 360 Downtown Lamar's.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Our program every Saturday brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, as well as Nohava Construction. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner program, he is the head coach of the now two-time Missouri River Conference Girls Wrestling Tournament Champions. That's Coach Greer Millage, the head coach of the Bulldog Girls Wrestling Program. A nice championship on Thursday at the Missouri River Conference Tournament. Seven individual champions. Coach, that was a really good night for you. I mean, just what kind of things were working for your girls Thursday?
Yeah, it was a really good night having seven champions, and we had nine in the finals, so nine of our 14 weight classes. We only had 12 weight classes filled as well, so three-fourths of the weight classes were in the finals. That's a pretty impressive feat for our girls. I thought that they went into yesterday looking to score. We were super aggressive from the get-go when I pulled up our stats from yesterday. In terms of takedowns, I mean, we outscored everybody that we wrestled, and that was a big thing. We had, you know, 15 more takedowns and looking for back points. And, you know, when I told the girls, if you have a chance to pin them, get it done. And they did. And I thought that we wrestled really, really well throughout the entire night. There was definitely some things to improve upon, but overall, we could not be happier.
Well, because, you know, I remember talking to you about a month ago, and you said the exact same thing at that time. It was, we need to see a little bit more aggressiveness at that point. So what have you guys had to do here in the last 3 weeks or so to kind of, you know, get them to the point where, hey, they are wrestling more aggressively?
That just comes with practice. I mean, it takes confidence to be able to go out there and shoot. It's not an easy thing to do. That's something we struggled with last year as well, is getting the girls to take that chance. And so we've been working a lot of different setups, trying to really hone in on what works for each one of our girls. There's been a lot of individualized stuff going on to help with that, because not everybody wrestles the same. And so how can we take their offense and turn it into ours? Or, you know, if we need to be more physical than them and make them kind of not really want to wrestle with us right away, and just be more physical. And I think that's been a big key to our success as well.
Yeah, and it definitely showed on Thursday. And you guys, I mean, outside of, you know, tournaments and things like that, you wrestle duels incredibly well as well. I mean, you've put up 50 or more points in a lot of your duels. You're 7-3 on the duel schedule. You know, tell me about maybe, you know, you guys went up to Sioux Central here over a week ago. You know, you wrestled a couple of solid teams and beat them pretty handedly that night.
Yeah, I think our team, I mean, I know that we have a pretty good team overall, but I feel like we are a better dual team than we are a tournament team. You know, putting all of the pieces together in a tournament, you know, you're wrestling 4 or 5 matches in a day. It's tough.
Yeah.
However, you go to a duel, we walk in with almost every weight class filled.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to, when we are healthy, we can fill every weight class. We can bump up our 45-pounder to 55 and bump all the way up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have a full weight class, a full roster. And that really, really helps us, is being able to take advantage of that. And then when we do match up with somebody, you know, we are trying to, you know, put ourselves in position to win, staying in good position, capitalizing on the mistakes that our competitors make. Those are things that we've done really well. In the few duels that we have lost, the two of them came down to the last match between Ridgeview and Crestwood to Cresco. It came down to like the last match. It could have swung it the other way. You know, I'm really hopeful that as we continue on, because we do have quite a few duels left coming after break,
mm-hmm.
That we can continue to build on that success and then maybe even get a little bit higher up there in some of these tough tournaments we have coming up as well.
We're chatting with Greer Millage, head coach of the Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling. You know, you talk about the depth there, Greer, and it is impressive for a girls wrestling program, number one, with the sport being so young, to be able to fill every weight class in a duel or in a tournament. But then, like you talked about at the MRAC tournament on Thursday, you guys are strong in every weight class. You're not just throwing out a warm body at a weight just to not forfeit that weight. You guys really have, you know, girls you can rely on all the way up and down your weight classes.
Absolutely. Starting at 100 with a freshman, going all the way up to our 235 with a senior. All of our girls are willing to go out there and compete. You know, we see a lot of very good competition, and none of our girls are backing down from it. There's some frustration, definitely, with some of our newer girls that are younger that haven't wrestled a whole lot. But helping them understand that this is a frustrating sport, and you will continue to grow. It's your first year, it's your second year, and you're wrestling in a varsity spot. That's not an easy thing to do, especially with some of the tournaments that we're at. And so keeping them even keel and keeping them their heads up, I think moving forward, we have a very young team still. You know, we only have 3 seniors in the lineup. That means everybody else is underclassmen, only one junior. So moving forward, you know, we can continue to build this and build their momentum. I have some really high hopes for the future as well.
Yeah, let's talk about a couple of those freshmen for you. You mentioned Brooklyn DeRocher right there at 100 pounds, but then you also have someone like Britt Hesinius at 120 pounds. You know, those are Those are obviously some wrestling names. They've been around the sport quite a while, but how has their wrestling skills and things like that been more adapted as they've joined the varsity program and have been wrestling varsity girls now?
I think both of them have. I mean, obviously they're both off to a great start. You know, 22-4 and 20-3 between the two of them.
Yeah.
They've wrestled a lot, which is awesome. They've wrestled boys growing up, which I think has definitely helped them be able to be more physical with them. When you watch these two wrestle, they do not look like freshmen. And when, you know, we go into a seeding meeting and they're talking about, okay, yeah, she's the one seed, we know that. That's big, and that gives them confidence. However, they are not content with where they are. These two are probably some of the hardest workers in our room. And they don't care if Brooklyn has to wrestle our 30-pounder for a live go. She doesn't care. She's not going to back down. And she's going to continue to push. And same with Britt. I mean, the two of them, those are a big thing to build on for the next 4 years with those two. And they're just going to bring up the rest of our team with them.
And you better make sure you tell Britt that she's a better wrestler than her dad too. I think she's been dominating right now.
She has been dominating. I think her dad is very humble about it, but she is doing really, really well right now. But we still have a month left, and we still got to continue to improve there. And she knows that. That's something that yesterday at the end we said, talking to the girls. Said, hey, we did great. We're doing awesome. But are there things that we can improve on? And every single one of them are saying yes, nod their head yes. They know we have to continue to work.
You also have like you said, girls that want to work, girls that want to get better. I mean, I see Akira Hesenius, for example, and that's obviously kind of the leader of the bunch right now. She seems like she's always looking to get better. I mean, she could be 30-0 right now, Greer, and it's she's first one in the wrestling room, it seems like. And that just continues. That's got to scare all her opponents coming up here the next month or so.
Yeah, I think so. Right now she's 23-4. Last year at this time she would have been probably 22-1, something like that. These four losses, I think, have really fueled her.
Yeah.
She didn't really face that adversity last year, and now she's starting to realize, okay, what do I have to do to get past these four girls that have beat me? She's down another weight class. She wrestled 105 last night. I thought that was the best weight for her. She looked really, really athletic and moved a little bit better last night. She'll get her 2-pound allowance as soon as we get back from break, so she'll be happy with that as well. But I think, she's somebody that wants to be on that podium at the end of the year, and she has to continue to get those things and hone in on those things. One thing that she's really focused on is bottom, getting out. That's something she's struggled with, and we've been doing a lot of stuff to get her to be more comfortable on bottom.
Yeah, that's something also you mentioned here a few weeks ago, something that I assume when you talk about things you still need to get better at, it's always kind of, how do we still be able to wrestle the way we want to while on the bottom?
Yeah, that's something that we are going to always continue to work at, trying to find different ways, than their traditional, try to hit a stand-up. Okay, what else can we do besides that, whether it's a knee slide to a stand-up, chaining two or three things together to create that separation and score. That's something that we've been really trying to hit hard over the last week or two. We did a little bit better yesterday. There are still some stragglers there, and there always will be. It's not an easy thing to get out. And so you just have to be extremely determined, and you have to get hands, and you have to continue to fight. And that's something that these girls, I think, have done a really good job at, and I hope we will continue to build on it.
And something we talked with Shane just earlier in this program about, it's a lot of positioning too, right? I mean, it's kind of, you think it's a lot of physical strength to reverse or escape out of the bottom, but it's a lot positioning too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You cannot rely on your strength down there. You've got to be able to create that separation and continue to move. If you don't move on bottom, that's where we're getting in trouble. You don't want to be stuck in cement. And so right off the whistle, just trying to just keep moving, staying in a good position, fighting hands, to then create that separation is what you need.
Coach, last thing for you. You've got some big duels coming up. A home one on the 4th with SBL and North in there. What are the things you still need to see? The things you can always improve on to hopefully make this a great end to the season.
I think we just need to continue to be physical, out physical our opponents, and continue to push the pace. You know, wrestling our style, wrestling our matches, and do not let them control it. If we can do those things, that gives us every chance to win, put our girls in every chance to be successful in a duel, a tournament, in our postseason, and just having that confidence to do that.
I hope I see that because that's going to be a tough triangular, but... we know you'll be up for the test. Should be a great rest of the season. We're looking forward to it. Coach, always appreciate your time. Best of luck here in January, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Greer Millage, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling. It's right here on the Coach's Corner on KLEM.
Our well-child exams cover athletic physicals, but they are so much more. In addition to physical needs of a child, we also focus on their emotional and social health. Let's face it, being a kid can be hard. At Floyd Valley Clinics, our providers work with families as a team to keep pediatric patients healthy and safe. Learn more about Floyd Valley Clinics at floydvalley.org. Your community, your health, your life. Floyd Valley Healthcare.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic Lamar's, serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. Accepting your insurance, True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner program right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. This show every Saturday brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, and Nohava Construction. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner program, he is the head coach of the brand new Hinton Girls Wrestling program. It's Coach Joel Bertrand. The Blackhawks are 2-3 in duels. They've been wrestling in a decent amount of tournaments here this season as well. Off to a pretty good start, Coach. I guess let's start at the beginning. I know I was kind of looking around websites and lists of schools, and for a long time didn't see Hinton on there. How quickly was this program kind of started, and how quick did you have to make everything happen to get you guys ready to compete?
The program, you know, we've been seeing it coming. We've had girls and youth for the past, 10 or 12 years, and those girls have finally kind of stuck with it, and they're entering junior high. So that was the whole original thing was to start a junior high program here in Hinton, and then we were going to share with Sergeant Bluff for our high school girls. And at that, we had full board approval and community approval for that. And when we had the meeting to talk to the girls about going down to Sergeant Bluff, 9 of them showed up. So took me off guard, took some of the administration a little bit off guard that the girls were ready and raring to go. So with that, they decided that we were better off keeping them here in Hinton and letting them wrestle for our home school and our home colors.
Yeah, and that just makes things so much better too. But gosh, I mean, when you showed up to that meeting, and I think I remember talking to you earlier this week, you were expecting maybe 3, maybe 4. When you saw 9, I mean, your jaw had to have hit the floor, right?
it did. And it was one of those deals where a friend brought a friend, and another friend brought their friend, and it just, the snowball started rolling, and it's been definitely rolling downhill right now, and we're just picking up speed, and the girls are doing great. Some very eye-opening experiences. For anybody that's ever wrestled, it's always pretty tough, but it was some of the hardest things they've ever done they had done up to this point in their athletic careers, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you were talking to us as well earlier this week that you've got, I mean, some of the names you'll hear as we're probably going through this interview, you'll hear, oh, yeah, that, you know, her brother wrestled or her dad or whatever, you know, things like that. But outside of that, Joel, I mean, actual mat time, these girls didn't have really anything to kind of build off of, right?
Zero. None of the girls had, at least the high school girls had any prior wrestling experience whatsoever. So they came in with open minds. We're very upfront about the motto really is getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And they kind of took that to heart. And then if you ever kind of embrace the suck, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be tough, but I promise you, you'll get through it. After about 20 minutes after you wrestle, you'll be feeling better and a little bit back to normal. So those are kind of two of the mottos we're living by right now when things are getting hard.
Yeah, how tough was that to kind of instill as you're, you know, going through the first couple weeks of practices and girls are trying to feel everything out, and then you probably hit them with the bombshell. Yeah, things are going to be really tough for a while. I guess how embracing were they of that aspect and that opportunity to, you know, kind of maybe struggle in a new sport?
They embraced it. Our first competition was in Ottawa, and we had one girl win for front side, and every girl came off that mat going, wow, that's hard.
Yeah.
When you have somebody else actually wrestling, not your partner, because your partner didn't know how hard to go.
Right.
And they thought they were going hard until they actually got on the mat and started wrestling competition.
Yeah, and that came up quick there, that Western Iowa tournament. You competed hard in that. You've gotten some duels. You've gotten some tournaments. Again, the other part we talked about earlier this week is the scheduling had to be kind of a nightmare, because you're bringing this program up from nothing really quickly, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, we need some competitions on our calendar.
Not only competitions, but we need singlets.
Right.
Getting the singlets here. And we went with our AD, Mr. DeYoung, got on the phone, and it's been several of the tournaments have been when we were in Western Iowa. I just, during the coaches' seating meeting, I said, guys, we're looking for anything and everything. And the Denison coach was there, and he goes, well, we're looking for a fourth team next week. Do you want to come down? And I probably should have talked to the AD first, and I go, you can pencil us in, we'll be down.
Yeah.
So, and then that's kind of the same thing with that Shenandoah tournament. The AD down there is actually a Hinton alum, so we called John Weinrich down there and said, hey, John, can we come down to your tournament? And yeah, open arms. Yep, you guys come on down. It'd be absolutely awesome to have you guys down here. So it's been have tournament, and we will show up. So.
And you guys have been doing well in them as well. Again, Jill Bertrand with us, the head coach of the new Hinton Girls Wrestling team, the program who has kind of wrestled anybody and everybody that has an open door for them, and wrestled them well too, Coach. I mean, gosh, when you start a program, you're kind of hoping for one, maybe two wins here and there, and you know, looking for any kind of semblance to build some momentum. You guys have gotten winners at some tournaments. You've gotten wins in duels. I mean, this team is really off to a hot start. Why do you think that is?
The girls have done. They've listened. They've learned, and we have our struggles, and we know the thing we're struggling with the most right now is our conditioning, because we spent so much time teaching, so much time teaching and teaching the process and what has to happen. But the girls have taken to it. As I alluded to earlier, our practices have gotten so much better. They've gotten so much more competitive. It wasn't, and now it's girls actually getting after each other, and that's taken. We're last week before we went to Shenandoah, we had our best three practices we've had all year. And I could see it, and the warm-ups were great, and then the girls wrestled great. I think the first round out of the eight matches, we pinned seven first round, and you, again, got that ball rolling, and nobody wanted to be the person to upset the apple cart. So they were all wrestling really, really hard, and it worked. It's worked out great, and the practice room is getting more and more competitive, and we're bringing more and more girls in. I think that's probably the thing. We added a new girl this last Sunday. She came down to Shenandoah with one of her friends, watched. They had fun out on the mat, and now she wants to join. So,
and I was going to say, as a wrestling guy yourself, you know, just to see the momentum of girls wrestling. You know, last year, obviously, everybody, you know, kind of was feeling it out. Now you guys are feeling it out. Just, you know, it's really awesome that, for a long time, this door was open only to boys, but now you open the second door, and so many other people could enjoy the sport of wrestling.
And I know you guys were up at the duel we had with North and East here this last week.
Yep.
It was full. It was a full house. The ref had reached out to me afterwards and he told me, he goes, I've been in it and around it for the last 15 years, and I've never had a gym be that loud and have that much energy in it. Our boys team has embraced our girls, and they were there in full throat for things the girls did. So I really appreciate them encouraging my girls and coming out and supporting them. And the community in whole has totally supported the girls, along with the administration and the school board.
Yeah, and it was a really fun environment on Monday, and just a really, really cool thing to see. Unfortunately, that's your only home competition, but you'll be wrestling not too far away in some of your other tournaments. Coach, you talked about the practices before Shenandoah were some of the best. We're the best you've had this year, and you've seen some girls step up. Who are some of the girls that have really impressed you the last couple of competitions as people who have been making really, really big step ups?
Right, the person on the biggest roll right now is Allison Holfling. She, I believe she hasn't been out of the first period in the last seven matches with 7-10. So she's come out, and I try to preach aggressiveness, and being mentally prepared for your matches when you step out on the mat. And she has taken both of those messages to heart, and she's 110 pounds of fury. It's absolutely awesome to see her go out there and absolutely dominate the competition. Anna Sashow has been doing a great job up at 120. We asked some of the girls to bump up this past weekend against Lamar's and East, and they wrestled the weight class above, and they all did a great job. Like, she went 2-0 there as well. With that, kind of give a shout-out to Ashley Chastain as well. She was our 190-pounder. She was doing great. She was given the number 10 girl in the state, all she could handle up in Spencer.
Yeah.
And before she kind of got mat returned, and she tore a ligament there in her elbow. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, she's done for this year, but she was making noise as well. Mm-hmm. All of them have been doing a great job, though. So.
Yeah, you've got some really good momentum building right now, and I wanted to ask you about Allison, the aggressiveness you talk about with her. You need to be aggressive, obviously, in wrestling, whether it's taking more shots or trying different moves. But you know, the other aspect of it is you can get too aggressive and end up in less ideal circumstances. How has she controlled maybe that aggressiveness a little bit so that she can use it to her advantage more often than not?
And that is, she learned a couple of hard lessons early on in the season. Exactly what you said is what happened. We're two of her losses, actually. She was up 14 and up 13 points, respectively, before she got over-aggressive and got rolled through and pinned. So She learned, and that's the biggest thing, is make sure we're learning from our mistakes. And because we're going to make plenty of them, and I'm totally okay with our girls making mistakes as long as they learn from them. And that's exactly what she has done. She has she's learned from those mistakes that maybe and picked up small things here and there to keep her in the correct position all the time, and those things are paying off right now.
Coaches, you go on through Christmas break, and you'll have some time off, obviously, and then you return with a tournament up in Sheldon that first weekend of January. What are the things now that you've kind of established the sport and established some of the fundamentals, what are some things you want to see maybe as you go into 2024 that can maybe up the level, up the, you know, kind of keep the learning curve growing in a positive direction, I guess?
Right now, the biggest thing, especially this week for the cup practices we're going to have and over Christmas break, is we're going to really hone in on those basic skills. We do them most very well most of the time. We need to do them well all the time. The simple thing is running our half and high elbows and lifting the correct ankle when we're trying to drive them forward. Little things, but they make a big difference in the end. And that's what we're really going to hone in on. We're going to really start working on our conditioning and beefing that up a little bit. And I think that'll give us an extra edge going into January.
I think so, too. Coach, it's been really fun to watch you guys grow as a program. Hoping for more growth in 2024. Looking forward to how things go. Best of luck. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll hopefully chat soon.
Yes, sir. Have a Merry Christmas to you, and have a great day.
Yep, you too. That's Joel Bertrand, head coach of Hinton Girls Wrestling, on the Coach's Corner. We're back after this here on KLEM Radio.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today, 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Put Nohava on the job and on your buildings. Nohava Construction doesn't just offer products to customers, they offer solutions. Their partnership with Duralast Roofing Incorporated allows them to deliver one of the most durable, maintenance-free, and high-performing roof systems in the industry. To top it off, Nohava Construction has been named an elite roofing specialist, which means your warranty is automatically guaranteed with any Nohava installation. Nohava Construction in Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back one final time here to the KLEM Coach's Corner program. It's right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Our Coach's Corner program every Saturday, once again, has been brought to you by Sitzman Construction, Ameriprise Financial, Get Branded 360, Plymouth Awards and Engraving, Floyd Valley Healthcare, True Health Chiropractic, Chapman Overhead Doors, as well as Nohava Construction. Our thanks to our wrestling coaches for joining us on this Coach's Corner program. Again, they are Lamar's Community Boys Wrestling Coach Shane Hassinius, Lamar's Community Girls Wrestling Coach Greer Millage, and Hinton Girls Wrestling Coach Joel Bertrand. Great chats with all three of them, and again, we thank them for their time in highlighting the sport of wrestling here on the Coach's Corner. I believe we're going to try and do another one of these sometime later in January, kind of toward districts and regionals for the girls. We'll try and get some coaches on the line once again. So we'll look forward to that coming up sometime later in the month of January. But again, this will do it for the 2023 year of the Coach's Corner. We appreciate you tuning in and spending your Saturday mornings with us all throughout the calendar year and into the beginning of next year as well. We'll have a boys basketball Coach's Corner program, not next week, but the following week. That is January 6th. We will have a few boys basketball coaches join us. So look forward to that. That's going to be coming up in the new year here on KLEM Radio. And so until then, until we bring you some basketball in 2024, thanks for tuning into this edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner. For all of us at KLEM Radio and for KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteg. Have a great rest of your weekend, and of course, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.